Blake, how you holding on, bud? How you doing?
Bill King, good morning. We're doing well. Just starting to shake up around the bayou, Bill. I think people are getting ready for football season. We have a little bit of idea of what's going to happen. Some high school football teams, this will be day three for them, Bill. So a lot of people are getting excited around here that sports will be back.
Are they padded up at the high schools right now?
Not even close. Not even close. I think, Bill, they're having 24 students with one coach. They will do, for the bigger schools, they're doing four installations at a time. So four during the day, which has made some coaches, I think, a little bit tired and worn out because they're not used to having these four installations. They had to be kind of more scheduled out as normal. But for these smaller schools, Bill, you have 50 kids, you do two. It's all good, but they're just excited to get back on the field.
No, oh, I hear you. Now, we've had some announcements the last 2 days, and these are major names opting out. Rashawn Bateman, Minnesota wide receiver, and Micah Parsons, incredible linebacker at Penn State, opting out. Is there any talk about that down in your area?
Not really, Bill. I know that Derek Stingley and Jamar Chase and a lot of these guys would have a very big decision if the season were moved to the spring. It's not going to be. Okay, they're the defending national champs down here in the Bayou, Bill. They want to defend what they have. They believe, and they seriously believe this, regardless if anyone else believes them or not, they believe that they have a chance to go and do it. Jamar Chase is excited to come back. He's put on some weight. Derek Stingley's looking good. Bill, this team's looking really good. The offensive line's starting to come together. Defensive line's starting to come together. They want to defend what they did last season, so they're ready to go. I do not believe that Jamar Chase or Derek Stingley or a big name will opt out, but we don't know. But from what I'm hearing, none of that's happening right now.
The question was – last hour, and Aliquippa Bob brought it up. Do you think these announcements will set off some kind of chain reaction?
I don't think. I mean, I'm sure it will. It just depends on who it will set off the chain for. But in the grand scheme of things, I really don't know, because what's going to happen here is if you have a highly ranked guy that's not going to get – really that much more of an advancement, like Michael Parsons. Bill, he could be the first defensive player or first, you know, off the board. What is he going to gain other than injury here? I don't know that.
Right.
So I don't know if it's going to start a chain reaction, but we'll have to see. I think that it won't happen a lot in the SEC because the Big Ten, a lot of people are saying that, you know, we might not even have football. So maybe in some other conferences, but I don't think it's going to happen in the SEC, no.
My mind wanders when we get on these topics, so I'll take it to another level. Let's say a year from now everything's back to regular. I'm tired of the word normal, and I hate the phrase new normal, so I'm going to say regular. Could a player or would a player that's highly rated like Micah Parsons or whoever just opt out of their junior year, period? Just because I know where I'm going to get drafted. I know what I'm going to look like at the combine, and it's not worth the junior year. Could we see a guy do that, actually, at some point?
I think that we could. I think that we could. And Bill, I hate to say that they would be wrong in doing this because this is a – yeah. A different year. Beer, we're seeing guys in a regular season, and I get, you know, the new normal and all that. But in a regular season, you've seen guys like a Leonard Fournette, a Christian McCaffrey, sit out bowl games. You've seen them sit out meaningless games to get ready to go to the combine. If they're going to do that then, what makes us think that they're not going to do it now in a pandemic, in a worldwide pandemic? Some of these teams, Bill, with very talented athletes, they're not going to win a natty. They're not. And I think that they've come to a realization, and they have people in their ear, and you have these agents that are in their ear, regardless if people, you know, think if it's right or not. Hey, look, you need to get ready for the combine. Now, Tyrann Mathieu was a guy here at LSU. Now, he had some different things go on. He was in a little bit of trouble. But, Bill, he sat out an entire year, came back to the draft, and his rookie season in the NFL, look what he did. Look what he's doing now. He's changed his life around. So for some of these guys, it can be good, but for the vast majority of them, I do not believe they'll do it because they can't. You know, I'm going to throw a kid out in LSU, Terrace Marshall, wide receiver at LSU. He can't sit out. He has the first-round ability, first-round talent. He can't sit out. He's got to go out there and make it happen. So I think for a lot of these guys, they're going to go out and try to do something because they can make so much more money than some of the select few that would be in the top 10.
Yeah, because let's say you got a hotshot true junior, or it could be a third-year sophomore. Doesn't really matter. And they already know if you sign up with an agent, that agent is going to front you any money you need. I mean, whatever you – if you want a fancy car, they'll front you. You want nice bling, they'll front – whatever you want, they will front you the money. So you can go ahead and just get going. Now, you owe all that money back and then some, so I don't know how smart that is, but there'll be players, I would think, in the future – I don't know how many, maybe just a choice few – that might opt to do something like that.
Well, Bill, you know, although that is the case, I'm going to re-enter my name into the 2020 draft. Hopefully those agents can front me some money, too.
I hear you.
But, you know, I think you're right there. The agents are going to do that. You know, I think there's too many more players that we could sit here and rattle off that need this season to have their dreams upheld into the NFL. Jacoby Stevens is a guy that's from your area. He's one of those guys. Bill, he had a great season last year. He really did good. But if he wants to eke into that first round, he's got to have another good season. There were times last year he was out of position. We remember in the national championship game, he was out of position on a touchdown that Trevor Lawrence ran in. He can make a bigger name for himself, especially with Bo Pelini. The feel around here is that nobody's opting out. They don't, you know, they want to defend. The question will be, Bill, and the question that I have in my mind, let's say in, you know, what, week six, week seven, that LSU's out of it. How many kids opt out? Is it worth continuing going through this if I'm going to go into the NFL? Does Ja'Marr Chase continue throughout the season if LSU's 5-3, 4-3, 4-2? It doesn't make a lot of sense for him, and I don't know if it does, Bill, or if it doesn't, but that's one thing that I've been thinking about a lot versus guys going out and doing it now.
Got to be careful with Twitter, but I saw where my good friend Tommy Deanhart retweeted this. And here is the tweet. Sources say UConn suspends football for the season. Not that anybody was looking forward to UConn football there, Blake, but I just saw this while you and I were talking.
Well, Bill, it's the same narrative, okay, that – you know, even the SEC came out with a statement yesterday. You can go through these walkthroughs starting August 16th and August 17th. But you know what you can't do in these walkthroughs, Bill? You can't use a football.
Right.
I don't get, okay, what – and I've been kind of patient with all of this, but I do not get for the life of me, how can you football without football? Without a football, what are you going to use, a Nerf football? You know, what are you going to do there? There's a lot of decisions going on here, Bill, and like you said, I want to be careful, that make absolutely no sense, none whatsoever. And it makes the question, and I even think the Pac-12 kids, although I don't think that they, you know, everything that they're saying is spot on. Some things, Bill, that they are saying and asking for, a couple of them have been on here locally on the radio and saying, listen, we're just asking, what do you want us to do? And, Bill, they're not getting an answer. And they think that they're getting an answer, but in some aspects they're not. So, hey, you want me to play football, you want me to get ready for the season, but you don't want me to use a football to do that. How is that possible? So just this as a whole just seems to me so out of whack, and not a governing body just saying, hey, here's the guidelines that we put in place, either do them or not. And I feel like that's what the NCAA should have came out with. But, Bill, the Board of Governors, you know, as we all thought, we kick that can down the road, and they have.
Yeah, what I don't understand, and you touched on it there, eventually you have to play with the football. So how does it help you safety-wise to not play with the football when eventually you're going to have to play with the football? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And, Bill, these kids are getting tested. These coaches are getting tested. You're in a bubble with inside your university. So if all of you test negative, no one is positive for the coronavirus. But so then you can go out. Well, you can't use a football because it's going to spread the coronavirus. No one has it. No sense whatsoever. None. And that is the what everyone is getting upset about and angry about is because, well, if you're in a bubble, look at the NBA. Look at the NHL. They're kind of perfecting it at this point. Look at UFC. They have perfected it at this point. No one has corona. It makes no sense. And talking to a player who came into a live stream, I think it was either Friday or Monday, he said, how do you want me to football without football? And it's the same narrative. They're asking the same questions. And here's another thing, Bill, and I might be wrong here. No one in the SEC is going to adhere to this. You know that they're going to use a football. What's the SEC going to do? You can't go on their campus. You can't do anything to them. So what are you going to do? I feel like no one's going to listen to this anyway, and they're going to do it. But it's just the narrative that the SEC is pushing out that you can't use a football, and there's certain things that you can't do, and you have to be socially distanced. Bill, Jamar Chase and Derek Stingley can go one-on-one and touch each other and lock each other down, but they can't. They have to be social distanced after the play. No sense.
By the way, Big Ten Network, and Clay just retweeted this, they will announce their schedule this morning. I think in less than an hour. So we're waiting on the SEC as well. Blake, I'll let you out the door on this, good friend. SEC schedule. We know they're going to play 10 games. At least the plan as of now is 10 games. Already know 8 teams that they play. They've got to add 2. One theory is that they'll just take the next 2 teams that would roll onto the schedule in future years and add them to the list to make it 10. And then the SEC said, don't necessarily take that as the gospel. We're still working on this. What do you think they will do?
I think they'll do exactly that, Bill. I think it makes it easier for them. Yeah. And I think it makes it fair. I mean, if you come out with a schedule, Bill, and you shift it up and you don't use the two that will come in from the seasons that we would have to look forward to, then you're going to have teams that say, you know, let's say, Bill, the LSU would play Kentucky and Tennessee, but let's say you put Georgia at Georgia for LSU on that schedule. How is that any benefit for LSU or Georgia? None whatsoever. And here's another question, Bill, that these SEC fans need to ask, and this will be the last part. If you're Florida, Alabama, would you want to play one A-plus team and then one D team, meaning like Vandy? Yeah. Or would you want to play two B to B-plus teams, which Kentucky and Tennessee would be? I think that it would make it just fair across the board, use the teams that in those next 2 seasons and go that route. But, Bill, I don't really have a lot of faith in the SEC, but we'll right now, so we'll see what they do.
I lied to you. I got one more here. There's a rumor, kind of like the Pac-12. The Pac-12 has already released schedules, and Southern Cal and UCLA rivalry game is the first game. There's a rumor that the SEC might do something like that. For example, Alabama and Auburn play September 26. Do you think there's anything to that?
It would be a live, you know, it would be smart for him, Bill. It would be a very live first week of college football. That might be smart by them now if they did that. I know that a lot of talk around here, Bill, has been LSU Ole Miss starting September 26. Outside of Alabama, Bill, LSU doesn't like Ole Miss. They hate them. I mean, and that's just the truth. You start the season off with LSU Ole Miss, it's going to get some pop around here. I promise you that. That's something that to watch out for. I like that, Bill.
Tell everybody, how they can get all of your information, including being on the Chris Landry Twitch TV channel.
Yep. You can follow me on Twitter at AYS Sports or on Facebook at RU Serious Sports. We go live from there every night from 7 to 8 p.m. You can also follow us and watch us on Chris Landry Football on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball. Guys, we're bringing on so many good stations, not just SEC, Pac-12, ACC, Big Ten. It's been phenomenal. go follow us there. That's twitch.tv/CrimsonLandryFootball and everywhere we're on Twitter. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, you can go listen to us there as well.
Good stuff, Blake. Appreciate it, man.
Bill, have a good day, sir.